Each of us has a purpose. That's the idea behind a new children's book by author Liz Pittman. Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece has a lesson for kids and the rest of us. Liz, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it is wonderful to be here, Paul. Thank you.
Your story is about Pete, the missing puzzle piece. Is there a little bit of Pete in all of us?
I would have to say absolutely yes. The reason that Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece is so relatable is that at some point in our lives, all of us ask the question, why am I here and what is my purpose? And that is what this book is about.
Is it fair to say you wrote this for yourself as much as for the rest of us?
Oh, absolutely. I have felt like Pete. I think there are seasons of time where we either can go through times where the enemy likes to discourage us and makes us question our giftings. I think that there are times where we can go through, including myself here, where we can go through seasons where God's trying to teach us some things and we may be in the hallway between a door that he's closed and a door that he's about to open. And so we have to praise him in that hallway, but it's tough sometimes because he's pruning us or teaching us some things while we're sitting on the shelf. And that also symbolically was something that I just sensed in my spirit when I saw that puzzle piece sitting on the shelf. And not to get discouraged in those times, because we all can learn. God wants to teach us things in that season so that we can grow and he can further us into what he's calling us into. So absolutely, I have felt like Pete myself. And I can relate to him too.
Why do we not realize there's a place for each of us?
I feel as if it's the comparison trap. We get so involved sometimes, and I'm speaking to myself too, where we are in a lane. God calls us to run our race, and we're to be in our own specific lane. But human nature and the enemy can cause us to look to the right, to look to the left, and to compare ourselves to other people running the race. I think it's easy too, Paul, that sometimes we might have the same giftings or similar giftings to someone else, and it's really easy to compare ourselves if somebody else has similar giftings to ourselves. But we are uniquely made. Each of us has our own unique set of fingerprints. Each of us is lovingly designed, and so nobody can replace our role and our purpose from the Lord.
So each of us is not better or worse, just different.
We're all different, yes. That's the message behind this book and Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece, is Pete is trying to find his purpose. He's trying to find his place. And every single puzzle piece in this book, whether he tries to be like Bobby the basketball star, he tries to play and be like him, but when he tries, he airballs it. And he lives in this town of Jigsaw, where life goes on the inside of this jigsaw box. He tries to be like Abby the artist, but he can't paint like her. And so he feels embarrassed, and he tries to sing like Sammy the singer, but when he tries to sing, his voice sounds like a screech. And every single person is uniquely made to fit into the big picture for the kingdom of what God's designed. And it's what makes the puzzle so beautiful. And in the story, Pete really struggles with comparison. He tries to be like anybody but himself. And I think human nature is, we just lean towards, well, if you don't know where you fit, if you don't know what your purpose is, the temptation can be to try to be like somebody else, to mimic somebody else, to not just tap into the giftings that God's given you. And it can also be what Pete does, which is the temptation to run from your giftings. And that's what he does in the story, is he tries to run from the town of Jigsaw. And he meets a boy named Will, who encourages him. He sees him lost, and he encourages him to go back. And I think that, I'm not going to say the whole story, but I think it's so important, too, that we all, as Will symbolically, can represent the will of God, too, just allowing people in our lives that we can also be Petes and we can also be Wills, where we can be Pete and wonder where we fit, and we can be Wills where we are learning and growing and becoming more confident in the giftings God's given us, and we can be encouragements to other people to fulfill their giftings and to go for their dreams that God's given them.
We have more ahead with Liz Pittman and Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece? Liz's home on the web is lizpittman.com, lizpittman.com. Paul Ladd reporting. We're back today with Liz Pittman, author of Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece? It's the story of Pete, a puzzle piece who doesn't think he fits anywhere. He soon learns that, yes, he does. And that's true for all of us. In the book, you have this verse from the New Testament book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. That's important for each of us to know and remember.
Yes, it is the theme verse of this book. So when I was in prayer, I was asking the Lord, what verse? Because, you know, there's several in the Bible that are so encouraging on purpose. And I know that God downloaded this. I have seen this verse multiple times, and it's such an encouraging scripture. But all of a sudden, the word peace and the word masterpiece, for we are God's masterpiece, that word just went bold when I was going over it and I was praying through it. It just went bold with all caps. And it just was completely highlighted. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. And then I saw a picture. There's a picture in the book of puzzle pieces coming together in the shape of a cross. Because at the center of it all, Jesus is he's the master author, right? And he puts the pieces together. And as we just seek him, he will show us where he wants us to go and where our special place is. But that is such a key component of this book, how each of us are God's masterpiece. God doesn't make junk. God makes each of us completely special and unique, and we just are designed for a reason.
Why do we compare ourselves to others, and why do parents often compare their kids to the kids down the block? What's up with that?
Oh, you ask great questions. I have as a mom of a son, I think I ask this too, because even now, I mean, my son is now 8 and he asks me questions. You know, he's starting to play sports and trying to find his giftings. And so I get these questions. I ask myself these questions, just being really honest. I feel as if it's deep down, we all have that longing to fulfill that purpose. And we all have that longing that God has put on the inside of us. But I do think that whether it's life circumstances or situations that happen where somehow or another the enemy tries to make us feel less than, or we just end up looking around and not staying focused on Christ. Because I think about in a race, how when we're supposed to run a race, you never want to look to the right or to the left when you're running alongside somebody, or else it slows you down. You want to keep focused on the finish line. And I think that in the world we live in, it's that comparison trap where it's so easy to just turn your head to the right, turn your head to the left, and not focus in on, okay, God, who do you say that I am? What are you telling me about myself? What would you like to reveal to me about what you have placed inside of me to do? And so I feel like there are multiple reasons for that, but there are several, I think, temptations in the world to do it, where we have to just keep our eyes fixed and press towards the prize for the high calling of Christ as we run the race for Him.
Well, God doesn't compare us to other people.
He sees each of us uniquely, and He loves each of us uniquely. And, you know, it's exactly true. He doesn't want us to feel less than. He doesn't want us to, you know, look down on ourselves and try to be like somebody else, because, I mean, He's so creative. God is so creative, whether it be with mankind and in creation, and He is the author of everything. So you're right. He doesn't look at us and compare with, He doesn't want us to do that either.
Liz Pittman is author of Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece, and she'll be with us again next time. Until then, check out LizPittman.com. LizPittman.com. Paul Ladd reporting. Have you ever felt as if you did not fit in anywhere? Most of us have, and the good news is, there's a place for all of us. Liz Pittman reminds us of this in Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece?
This is a foundational book for children that they have value, they have purpose, they have worth. And the Pete is so relatable, as you mentioned, to all of us. And the main storyline is really transformational, where it's such a crucial time in our lives for us to be able to set that foundation for children. It's also important that we spread the message of that through encouraging others, like Will does in this story, that everybody has a purpose, that we are all important to the kingdom of God, and each of us has a place. And if we don't step into that, then the big picture wouldn't be the same. So that is very important as well.
How can someone listening today start trying to figure out what his or her purpose is in life?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say that seek first the kingdom of God. And I would say, as you sit down and just spend time with the Lord in prayer, He can reveal to you. And also, I also like to think of it this way: what ignites your heart? What is it that, you know, sometimes it's what we do with ease that the Lord has given us an anointing on, and sometimes it's something that He asked us to do out of our comfort zone, like Gideon, where he was hiding in a cave or a wine press, and God called him out and called him a mighty warrior before he even knew it himself. So I think a lot of times, you know, we don't even know fully what God has instilled in us, only He does. But it definitely starts with prayer. It definitely starts with the Word of God and spending that quality time with Him. And then He can start stirring in your spirit desire, dreams that He puts on the inside of you. And I love to journal. I love to write things down. And I go back several years and I see things that I've journaled along the way in different seasons of my life. And you do see, pun intended here, you do see the pieces come together. He is leading step by step, and as each of us takes one step after next step, sometimes we have to take that first step that He calls us to in order for the waters to part, in order for the next step. So I would encourage that.
If listeners want to connect with Liz Pittman, what's the best way to do that?
So the best way to do it is to go to my website at LizPittman.com. It's LizPittman.com. And on the website, I have the book, Where's the Missing Puzzle Piece? And again, this book is all about setting foundation of identity, purpose, and worth in the hearts of children. But I've had, Paul, readers of all ages be impacted by this book. I've had adults cry happy tears in this book.
We've been talking today with Liz Pittman, who has written Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece? This is a great book for kids of all ages, whether you're little or big or somewhere in between. You can learn more about Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece and Pete the Puzzle Piece at lizpittman.com, lizpittman.com. Liz, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Paul, and I am so excited to have the message spread out and for Pete to meet new friends all over the world.
Paul Ladd reporting.